So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. So welcome to the podcast show. It has been ages since we ran podcast show. But end of summer, everyone's gone back to school. I have an empty villa. It's just me and the two dogs. Hannah's coming, wondering who I'm speaking to. Hannah is the dog. So we get to go live a little bit more. And so that's what we're going to do. We've got an action-packed podcast for you. And we've also got an action-packed next 3.5 months. We're going to count up towards Christmas. We're not counting down, we're counting up. We like to do things a bit differently, obviously, just because we're awkward and we can. So in this session, I'm going to talk to you about how we drove 35,000 unique visitors every single month to a website. And that website was mine, and it was my lettings agency website. We're going to go into some of the detail about that using the whiteboard. But we didn't use any paid traffic when we were taking those numbers into account, although we did do paid traffic back then on Google pay-per-click, because going back, you know, 12, 15 years ago, Facebook didn't exist. And I don't think Twitter existed, and Instagram definitely didn't exist, and Snapchat didn't exist until a couple of years ago. So we drove it all using keyword optimization, search engine optimization, Google rankings, and so on and so forth. So what I've got here is I've got a list of things that we're going to cover. We're going to talk about what most people do when we're trying to get the search engines getting up Google. We're going to talk about what you should be actually doing, because a lot of the things that people currently do are actually wrong. Before we do that, I just want to delve into why we want to get our website found on Google for our keywords. So I'll give you an example. Let's not use our own keywords or any of our clients. Let's pick something random. Let's pick plumbers in Manchester. So if you think about plumbers in Manchester, now imagine how many searches I should have used. Let's use a different than Manchester. Imagine how many times I'm going to have to write Manchester here. It's going to take me bloody ages. Anyway, let's just stick with it. So Manchester is what that says, believe it or not. So now imagine how many times people are going to be searching for plumbers in Manchester. That's going to be absolutely huge. Now, actually, this one right here is going to be actually quite a difficult one to rank for, because it's only got two words. And how many other people, and this is one of the factors you have to take into account when you're choosing your keywords, how many other people are going to be trying to rank for plumbers in Manchester? How many plumbers in Manchester are they? Like, all of those guys, and I'm sure there's females in there as well, or plumbers, you know, mostly a male-dominated industry. We could pick a different industry. But like, how many of those guys are going to want to be ranking for plumbers in Manchester? So it doesn't work. Now, going back 12, 15 years ago, when we had our lettings agency, like, think about what people are going to be searching for on Google. So literally, leads, lettings, I don't know, agency. And it might be agencies, which is spelled differently, because it's IES, not a Y. And if it's lettings agencies, or is it leads letting agency? So you've got to get really specific on what this is. So actually, you might even, let's just get rid of the plumbers one, because let's just do the example that we actually did. Why not? It makes perfect sense. Let me actually get a method of cleaning this off a bit easier. There we go. So think about this, and think about the combination of words that you need. And then, by the way, don't forget, we're going to get to the juicy stuff. We're not there yet. So we've got leads letting agency, and then you've got leads lettings. Oh, I'll have to write it, because it'll confuse people. Lettings agency and leads lettings agencies. Now, you've actually got a combination of four here, because you've got letting agencies. Like, just on this one phrase, you've got four keywords. Lettings agency. So this is leads. Let's just put it in. I have to put it in because people get really confused, by the way. I don't know why. We can't follow on sometimes, but that's all right. So just from leads letting agency, you've actually got four keywords that you want to rank for. You've got leads letting agency, leads lettings agencies, leads letting agencies, and leads lettings agency. Now, what most people try and do, and this is one of the things that most people get wrong, is that they'll try and rank for all this, plus they'll put, I don't know, state agent leads, leads, properties to rent, Now, what we'll do is, and they'll have another 20 different keywords, right? And what we'll do is we'll take all of this and then we'll keyword stuff all of this on the front page. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't keyword stuff, but there's a certain way of doing it. And keyword stuffing, which is just, you know, having this, like it, looks like this, without actually being part of the sentence, is definitely a no-no. You can use variations on a keyword, and in fact, you should do, because one of the things that Google looks at is, are you just ranking for the same phrase over and over again, or are you using different names for the same words, like different synonyms, I think they're called. So like leads letting agent, agency could be leads letting company, right? Like think about the different words that mean the same thing. So here on agency, you might have company, you might have leads letting business in, say again, leads letting business, leads letting company, leads letting agency. And then what's another word for letting? So you could have rental, leads rental agency. Now, it actually doesn't make sense when we say it out loud, but when you're working with SEO, you're actually writing for two people, okay? One of those people actually exists and the other one doesn't. The person that exists is a person that's going to land on your page and is going to have to read all this stuff. And if this is all they're reading, it's not going to make any sense. So it's got to make sense. So that's the first person you've got to write for. The second person that you have to write for is for Google. And Google likes, you know, so let me just check what you can see down here if I type down here. Synonyms. Thank you, Richard. Richard's online. And if anyone else has got any questions, you can stick them in the chat box and we'll talk about this. So let's talk about letting. You've got that word. You've got rentals. What else have you got? To rent, I guess, is one. And interestingly, although it means the same thing, the word to hire, like you hire a bike, but you don't hire a rental place to stay for 6 months. And so, but actually, if you think about it, what does Google want? It wants these synonyms. So to hire actually might want to put that in there because Google knows what you're doing because it'll check, right? But you've got to put, if you're using the word hire in letting agent leads, you've got to put this in a context that actually makes sense, because the person that you're writing for, a human, is going to read this. And if you're typing, if your content says leads hiring agency or leads hire agency, it doesn't even make sense. So it's got to make sense. So whenever you're writing content, you've got to be writing for the human that's going to read it, and you've got to be writing for Google that's going to actually have to read through this and check with its synonyms and so on. Okay, so let me just go back to my little list. So what most people do, and this was really popular back in the 90s, and it totally worked back in the 90s. Everything worked in the 90s, didn't it? You could do anything online, and it just worked. You could buy domain names with all the keywords in, and it'd be leadspropertiestorent.com or .co.uk / properties in leads to rent / leads rental properties.html. And that's what we used to do. And it was great. You just do that and you'd spam a load of backlinks. You'd buy some backlinks. You'd spam it all to one thing. And Google go, yeah, rock on. That's exactly what we want. Woohoo. And then, of course, we don't live in those days anymore. We live in 2022. You do that, your site's going to get banned and it's not going to look very pretty for you. But this is what people used to do, and it used to be effective. Unfortunately, it's not as effective now. And when I say it's not as effective, I mean it'll get your site banned. That's pretty ineffective, I would say. So I would highly recommend that if you're thinking about keyword stuffing, specifically on your homepage, but any page can actually, you know, can be taken into account, just don't do it. Stop keyword stuffing. It's not good. It's not pretty. It doesn't make you look clever. It's not a grown-up thing to do. So stop it. Next time I use a whiteboard, I'm going to bring some bleach to squirt on the whiteboard. Anyway, we're there. Okay, so what most people do is the keyword stuff. You don't want to do that. They also stick on the homepage, and I'll do a little diagram here. This is what most people's websites look like, okay? And so you've got, you know, you've got the homepage, and then you've got these subpages here. And what most people try and do on the homepage is they try and keyword stuff everything onto the homepage. And in fact, the next thing that they also do is they try and drive all traffic. These are all social media icons up here. They try and drive all traffic to the homepage. They drive Google AdWords. They drive Facebook ads to the homepage. They write an article in somebody else's publication online. They send the link back to the homepage. And it's crazy. Sure, the homepage has got lots of links, but all of these haven't. Now, don't get me wrong. Google goes to the homepage, and it can see that these are connected. So it will pass what's called link juice. It will pass some of this link juice onto these. But you also want to be sending social media signals to individual pages. That's one thing that Google is now looking for. We're not in the 90s anymore, where Google didn't really exist, did it? We had Yahoo and Bing. It wasn't Bing. It was, what was it? MSN, I guess. I don't know what it was. So what you're going to need to be doing is you need to be sending these social signals to all these different landing pages as well. That's where our social media marketing comes in, because when we run a campaign for a client, we might be posting on Facebook and it says, come and download this free guide on gut health. One of our clients does gut health. We don't point it to the homepage. We point it to a landing page. And that landing page is specifically designed to get the person to put in their name, email address, make some contact, and so on. But also, what we've got embedded on each one of these is a Facebook pixel. This is where it gets a little bit more fun, you see. As a digital marketing agency, like we can do all the boring stuff, and that's fine. And all the boring stuff still needs to get done, right? You know, peeling potatoes, if you're a chef, still has to get done. You can't make food without peeling your potatoes. So you still have to do it. And this stuff still has to be done. But what you can do, if this is gut health and we're driving traffic to here, we can fire a Facebook pixel. So the next time a person goes onto Facebook, they're seeing one of our adverts, all because they landed on that page. And we call that retargeting. That's really clever. Like asking an average person, okay, first of all, create SEO or search engine optimized pages, write 2,000 words. You've got to have the right number of words. And if you get too many, Google will penalize you. And if you don't get enough, you won't get the rankings. And once you've done that, set up your Facebook retargeting pixel. Like, it's painful for me. And we've done this so many times. I no longer, thankfully, am the guy pushing the buttons. We've got a wonderful team of people that do that, thank goodness. Drive me insane. Now imagine a plumber trying to do all this. What the hell are you doing? You should be out plumbering or whatever you call it, right? This should be done by people who actually know what they're doing. Because if you get this wrong, you're going to affect your search engine rankings. Now, the whole point of having really good Google rankings, of course, is that once you do the work, and it can take a little bit of time. I mean, you know, like minimum 3 months is what we say. You might get some early wins, which is great. We just done some work for a client and it started, what's the date? It started on the 27th of August. It's the 6th now. What is that? 9 or 10 days. And so they're already on first page for one of their keywords. But like, you know, we get excited by that like everybody else. And the client definitely gets excited by that. But that's not normal. If you're coming into SEO thinking, you know, this is going to make me rich by, you know, this time next year, you got another thing coming. I mean, I've seen it even where people are running SEO and they're doing really well. We're getting onto the first page of Google and their business has no effect whatsoever because the page that they're landing on is crap. There's no call to action. They're not selling the next simple step. What do you want them to do? And what happens is when people land on a web page, most people, they're going, well, I do this and I do this and I do this. And then we can do that and then we do that and then we do that. Instead, get them to do the next simple step. Like on our page now, and we change what we do, right? So on our page now, you get a website audit. And once you've got a website audit, we can get you onto a phone call. We run a digital marketing audit while you're on the call. We can discuss your website. We can discuss your digital marketing strategy for the rest of this year. It's really cool. But most people, what they try and do is they try and sell everything straight off the page. It's like vomiting on them, hoping that something will stick and will buy it. And it's ridiculous. Just get them to do the next simple step. Okay, so what should you do? Let's draw our little web page, make it a bit bigger this time. Here we go. So let's just say these three pages represent every type of page that's on your website. Okay, and you might have 100 pages, you might have 200, you might have 10, it's fine. The more pages doesn't equal better results. The quality of the content per page is what will determine the results. You might have 1,000 pages, but if none of them are in the top 100 of Google, it doesn't make a difference. You might have one page, and if that one page is number one on Google, and it can convert, by the way, it has to be said, then your business is going to take off. Let me just check, see if there's any comments. Richard's just saying synonym, blah, 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 synonyms, great points, Dan. Thank you very much. Ask any questions you've got. I'll keep coming back to them. Let me just grab a drink. I'll tell you about this cup, by the way. Every time I drink from this cup, look, people are like, oh, my gosh, are you on the mojitos already? And it's a cup that you put in a freezer. And when you put it in the freezer, the liquid that goes around the cup freezes and you pour your drink into it and keeps your drink really cold. So I'm not on the mojitos yet. It's only 2:10. I normally wait till 12:30. Okay, so what should you do then? This is what you should do. You have your homepage, and that's fine. And your homepage is really should be there to say, answer a couple of questions. Am I in the right place? Is one. Number two is, can you help? Number three is, do I trust you? Especially in 2021. I mean, trust right now. I saw a statistic over the weekend and it says something like 85% of people don't believe Facebook ads, right? They don't believe Facebook ads. Well, do Facebook ads not work? Of course they do. But you have to build trust. So if someone sees a Facebook ad, you know, I see these all the time. I see a piece of equipment, piece of gym equipment, right? But I know it's £800, but I can have it for £123. I'm like, that's not right. It's a scam. I know it's a scam. And you look at the name of the business and it's XYZ Corp. Or literally, that's its name. And you're like, I don't trust it. And then you go to the comments and you see scam, scam. And you're like, yeah, you know, it kind of reinforces what I thought. But do I trust you? Once people are on your homepage, you've got to answer those questions. And then number four would be, what next? You remember what we were saying? What would we want the person to do next? So that's what your homepage should be. Then each individual page, like you might have a sales page, and that's fine for a particular product. But what you should have on every single page is one keyword per page. And I see this. Let's use an example of let's do this. I've got some items here that just, you know, just happens to be on the table. So we've got, for example, a Samsung phone. We've got some Samsung headphones. They kind of go together, I suppose. Then we've got a pen, and we've got a mug that we can put in the freezer, and then we have a candle, right? Now, what people try and do, because they sell all these items, they try and put all of those items onto one page and then they wonder why it doesn't work. And actually, what you should be doing is, if you've got a page of Samsung stuff, you can talk about Samsung stuff and you'll have, you know, two pages, two links to the phone and one to the, what do they call them? They call them AirBuds. It's what I've got in my ear right now. It's what you're listening to me through, AirBuds. AirBud is not the dog that plays basketball, by the way. Technically, it is. Anyway, so that's what you should have. And most people, they just put all these items on one page. And that's completely wrong. You might want to have a thing about why you want a Samsung phone and the advantages over an iPhone, for many, by the way, as a Samsung user. You might want to talk about how the earbuds are superior. I've got some Bose Q35s, which are amazing. I've got some Bose in-ear headphones. These are much, much better, even than the Bose. You might want to talk about that. And then you've got links to these individual pages where you're then talking in a lot more detail about these different things. But you want one keyword per page. So, like, I don't know what that would, Samsung technology, Samsung equipment, whatever that page needs to be. But for your business, you just want one individual thing. And I'm going to give you a really good example of what we did. Our top keyword at the time, and if you've reached this far in the podcast, you will be grateful that you have. So we owned a lettings agency, okay? In the lettings agency, am I in the right place? We have properties to rent. Do you want to rent a property? Click here to find a property. Can you help? Yeah. Do I trust you? We have loads of testimonials. What next? Click search for a property. Pretty obvious, right? And actually, as a lettings agency, our problem wasn't taking on tenants. tenants were everywhere. But, you know, we upload to Rightmove and you have just, the phone would ring off the hook. I mean, excuse me, instead of answering the phone in the offices, what we did was we would have a call answering system and we were getting 1,500 calls a month. Now imagine Rachel was a lady who worked in a previous company on reception. Imagine Rachel answering 1,500 calls a month. Like, how does that even work? That's why we outsourced that, by the way. Our biggest problem was actually finding landlords. As all letting agents will tell you, that's always the hardest problem. We can rent properties out all day long, blindfolded, one arm tied behind our back. Without even using Rightmove, we can do it all day long. Especially right now, of course, properties are flying out the door and rents are going sky high and so on. But what we did was we had one keyword per page, and the top keyword that we had was Aspect 14 Leads. Aspect 14 is the name of a development. I've actually got four units in there. And that was the first keyword that we ever really ranked for. And this one in particular was getting 24 visitors a day, per day. And the reason we got 24, that's dreadful, isn't it? The reason why we got 24 visitors a day off that one keyword is because we knew Aspect 14 is up near the university, and we knew that people coming in from Oman, from Kuwait, from Saudi, from Qatar, they were typing in Aspect 14 leads. And when we looked at our Google Analytics, back then you could actually find out what the keywords were that drives people onto your website. That's one of the reasons why we knew it was Aspect 14, as well as the fact that the number of people hitting the landing page was approximately on average 24 a day. So we would take however 24 times 30 is, whatever that number is, and we would divide it by, you know, the number of days. That's how we know it's 24 visitors. So what happened was, knowing that every time a new development would come on, or existing developments, do you think people who live in Aspect 14, or people who know that Aspect 14 live, I should say, that it exists, do you think they want to type in Aspect 14? Do you think people go home from England back to Qatar and people go, where did you stay? I stayed at Aspect 14 in Leeds. Oh, write that down. Let me have a look. Aspect 14. Our website came up the top. When I look back at what our website looked like back in the 90s and early 2000s, it was pretty dreadful and very effective. I did it all myself using Dreamweaver. Do you remember Dreamweaver? Gosh, they were the days, weren't they? So that right there, 24 visitors every single day. Let's just do the maths on it because it's driving me a bit mad, actually, not knowing how to. By the way, if you say hello, please put your name in because it just comes up as Facebook user and I can't see it. I can't see who I'm talking to. So thank you for saying hello. So 720 a month is 24 visitors a day. So what's that? It's about 9,000 visitors a year. Is that right? What's 7 times 12? 8,400 visitors every day to that one web page. Now, guess how many web pages we had? So we had Aspect 14 leads. And then we'd have, let's give you a name of some other developments in Leeds, if you remember any. Britannia House. Oh, why pick a long one? Let's pick a short one. K2. K2 Leeds is a very large development block, a very nice development block. I went and looked at one of those £250,000 apartments, and it was like on two floors where you could look down. It's like a New York loft. It's pretty cool. Like, it's not a loft, but like a New York apartment. It's pretty cool. And then you go in the car park, and they had all these lifts that rotate round, and there were Ferraris and Aston Martins in there. It's pretty cool. Because you don't really see like fancy cars and that kind of thing overly in Leeds, especially. But that's where they all were. So K2 Leeds, I have no idea how many visitors we were getting, but we were number one for K2 in Leeds. And then all the others. What's the one down near the Whitehall Waterfront? Although that is a development down near the docks, Clarence Dock. So then Clarence Dock. And then Clarence Dock, by the way, interestingly, so we'd have Clarence Dock Leeds, and then Clarence Dock, I think it was Clarence Dock, would also then have different names for the buildings, because Clarence Dock is enormous. They'd have different names for the buildings. And if so did Aspect 14. Ripley was one at Aspect 14. So we would rank for those individual names as well. And that's how you do it. Does it take an awful lot of time? It takes a phenomenal... Did you think I was going to swear there? It takes a phenomenal amount of time to rank for these. It's not something you do overnight. You've got to write the content. Then once the content has been written, you've got to get onto other people's websites and you've got to somehow persuade them to link from their website to these other websites. That one to that one and that one, that one and that one and that one. And yeah, that's it. I think that's all of them, isn't it? That one and that one. It's really hard. And you'd have all these different websites we have to get backlinks on. Now, interestingly, backlinks are still really important, but it's not the be-all, end-all. Like, social signals are really high up. I mean, we've noticed, it's one of the really interesting things that we've noticed, actually, is that when we put out more content, totally random websites pick up our content. They pick up our images, they pick up our videos, they pick up our blogs, and then what they do is they give us a link back from their website. Now, some of these websites are a bit naff, but most of them are all right. You can disavow a website if it's like for a porn site or a political site that you don't want a link from. By the way, if you get a link from a political site, I imagine that's pretty good for search engine rankings, frankly. We even, back in the day, we even discovered a method of getting edu links from UK universities. I mean, you just can't do that stuff anymore. But that's what we used to do. There are different techniques that you have to use to getting backlinks. But the more social media content you put out, the more other random websites pick that up and put a backlink back, you know, to your website. That's why if you're creating a video like this, you want to take this video on YouTube and then you want to embed it on your website and then you want to post it out on social media. So those people who didn't turn up live can actually see it. And then other people will go, well, this is really good. They'll take the video, they'll embed it on theirs as well. And then often, not always, but often they'll give you a link back to the page where the video was embedded. And so you're getting all these extra backlinks and so on. Okay. My diagrams rock, don't they? They're a little bit messy. So we talked about sending social signals to that page. Number three, have links to those individual pages from all these different websites. We talked about that. And then finally, patience. SEO, you know. Search engine optimization, it takes time. You're talking 3 to 6 months minimum. It is a long-term goal that you should be doing. But once you've got those rankings, it's a lot harder to start knocking you down. People have to work even harder than you've worked to get higher than you. So, for example, if I work out 3 times a week and Richard, who's watching, let's use Richard, Richard works out 4 times a week. There's a chance that Richard will be better at working out than I am. But if I work out 5 times a week, there's a chance I'll be better than Richard. Not guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed, but there's a better chance. Now, if Richard works out 6 times, he'll be better than me. And if I work out 7 times and so on, then we're into working out 2 and 3 times a day. And then, you know, I can carry on the fitness example too far because then you start getting negative results, don't you? But with this, it's about hard work, it's about a lot of content, and if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to blow your Google, your website on Google, and so you've got to be really, really careful. Okay, that will do us for today. If you guys got any questions, happy to answer them. I'll stay on for another minute, just while I have another quick drink. If you haven't got any questions, that's fine. Thank you for joining. All the lives go onto our podcast channel. If you go to daniellatter.co.uk/podcast, or you just type my name in. I mean, I'm everywhere, anywhere, frankly. So any questions? And if you can hear me gulping, by the way, I do apologize. It's because I've got these fancy little headphones. They're really cool, aren't they? People think I'm wearing earrings, however. Or people think I'm a pirate. Because anyway. Okay, I don't think we've got anything. I hope that's useful for you. Let me know if you've got anything later on that you want to ask. You know, come into the Facebook group. You're always welcome there. Other than that, we'll go live quite a few times, I think, this week. Stay well, folks, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.